So how does that work? You're out by the pool during the day. You see the cook passed out because he's had a bunch of beer or scotch or whatever.
Yeah.
And Uncle Ed says, Billy, you're in. Did you get some complaints? Any food sent back?
We did have a number of things sent back. A lot of them said, this isn't my order. It can't be. It doesn't look anything like what I ordered or thought it was going to look like.
I guess if you get a pile of charcoal when you order the T-bone, you might say that.
I want a steak on top of the charcoal, not the charcoal itself.
I love that they crack each other up.
Now back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
He is the host of Sunday Today. His Sunday podcast, Just Listen To, features one of my favorite people, Bill Geist. And we'd like to welcome into the show the host of Sunday Today. It is Willie Geist. And I love how you two make each other laugh. Willie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Pete. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I guess that listening to that, we do, don't we? It's kind of like that, always has been like that. But he's, you know, I do this Sunday sit-down podcast where I have my guests from movie stars and music stars and CEOs and all that from my Sunday Today show. But it was by far the best experience was having my own father on the Sunday Today, Sunday Sit Down podcast for his new book, Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, what's so cool is that he's your dad, but you guys are like buddies, your best friends.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. We live near each other here in the New York area, so we get to see him a lot. We've got two kids. My sister lives nearby with her two kids. As a matter of fact, today's his birthday, by the way. Bill Geist, happy birthday.
Hey! Happy birthday!
So, it's just good to, you know, have that relationship and to be that close physically, even to just go up and shoot up and see him and hang out with him and spend time with him. So we've always sort of been that way, casual father-son relationship. He would be the first to say it. He was not the disciplinarian in the house. So kind of rolled with each other.
I think I've told you this before. I'm a big fan of your father. I like you, but I love your father even more because we've watched him for years and that quirky sense of humor in the voice. And plus, he's a Chicago guy and went to U of I. I mean, there's so many connections back here to Chicago.
Yeah, and he's from Champaign, which is in the book quite a bit, actually, and met my mom down there at the U of I. And then he came up and worked for the Trib. He worked for the Suburban Trib, actually. He always jokes about being out in the suburbs and trying to get to the big paper. He never quite made it downtown.
The big paper.
He got a job in New York City. And so when I was five, I was born in Evanston when my dad was writing for the Trib. And we moved when I was 5 years old because my dad got a job in New York City. So I grew up in New Jersey. But we do feel like Illinois is home and definitely Chicago is home. My mom's from Barrington. So it's, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, but we view ourselves as Midwestern people and Chicago people more specifically.
When I listened to the Sunday Sit Down podcast with your father, something I found out that I've never known before. I had no idea that he served in Vietnam.
Yeah, he did. He after he went to the U of I, he packed up and spent a year. The first infantry, he earned a Bronze Star. He was there for a full year. It's funny, like a lot of people who serve in wars, I think particularly in Vietnam, it's not something he talked about that much, even with us, until he and I wrote a book together 5 years ago, and I had to beat him over the head, but I convinced him that it was a part of his life and he ought to do a chapter on it. And so he kind of said, yeah. And then I remember the day when an email popped into my phone and it was a full chapter he'd written about it and talked about people and places and events that I'd never heard him talk about before. But he also was a combat photographer. So he has this record of photographs that, you know, are up in a file in the attic. They're incredible too. So there is, you know, if you kind of follow the breadcrumbs, there are pieces of his story out there. And he spent a full year over there.
That's impressive. Yeah. By the way, I know you moved from Evanston when you were five, but you still have the Chicago, the article. You put the in front of the U of I. We say the jewels here in Chicago.
Did I say that?
You did.
No, I love it. That's so Chicago, though.
Yeah, you got to put a the in front of everything.
Yeah, we're going to go to the jewels, maybe get some mashed potatoes.
The jewels.
Potatoes.
Willie.
I guess these are the things I carried with me from Chicago.
Yes, they were. From 5 years old, you're still doing it.
Beef sandwich.
Did you? You, because of your dad's career in broadcasting and in the media, did you know right away this is what you wanted to do, or did you sort of just fall into it?
Not really. You know, it's a logical question, and I understand why you would think that. But I went to college really most people do this, but as an open book, and they didn't have a communications major or even a journalism major where I went at Vanderbilt in Nashville. And so I was a political science major and a French minor. And I did an internship the summer before my senior year in college at the CBS political unit. And that just sort of lit the fire for me. I mean, I'd watched my dad do what he did, and I knew he had fun, and he got to travel to cool places and meet interesting people. And he actually seemed to enjoy his job, but we never sat down, and he never said, this is a good career for you. You should do this. I think just by his example, I saw that it was something that was creative and exciting at times and could be fun. You know, imagine that, having fun at your job. And it looked like my dad was having fun. And so I think probably, yeah, like I drifted that way because of what I saw, but I didn't come out and go, this is what I'm going to do with my life, until I had that internship. And it was during the 96 presidential campaign, and I went to the conventions, and I was running around for Dan Rather and Susan Zirinsky, who's now the president of CBS News, and those kind of people, watching them work, turn you on, you know, and they did. And I'm sure that's where the flame was officially lit for good.
But you're good at it. I mean, because you could have went in that direction and like not been so good. Because sometimes parents are good at one thing. The kids, you know, if you're a great singer, the kid's not really good. But you're good at it. You're comfortable. True. You can tell a good story, you know, and that's
thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny because I didn't start. I was a producer for 7 years. Working at CNN in sports, and I lived in Atlanta, and I was thrilled to be working in sports. I had a blast putting shows together and editing highlights, and I was not on a path to being on the air. So it wasn't like something I was obsessed with doing. It just sort of kind of drifted into my life in an interesting way. As I was a producer, I started doing some on air and doing some reporting and pieces. And then Morning Joe 12 years ago happened. And that was the first time where I officially was a host, you know, full time instead of a producer or a producer who occasionally did some on air. That was my first, foray into being a regular on-air person just over a decade ago.
And then he stumbles upon the Today Show, you know.
Hey,
yeah.
Right just place, like right time.
Just yeah, like everybody else.
All right. So we're talking with Willie Geist, the host of Sunday Today. You had Shaq on a few weeks ago, and I noticed that you still have a little game left.
Well, it's high school game. It's been 25 years since I've used that game in any competitive setting. But I think when you're a spot-up shooter, that just never goes away, you know, because it doesn't ask anything from you really athletically. You don't have to, you know, could I still dunk a ball? Probably not. Could I play defense on anybody who had any game? Probably not. But if we're just shooting around, I can still knock down a three-pointer for you. That was so fun. You know, we went down to Georgia to interview Shaq, and we did a restaurant, and he's just such an engaging, funny guy.
He is.
And then we wanted to just go to a playground and shoot around, the two of us. So we pull up to this playground in rural Georgia, and it's lunchtime, and there were sixth or seventh grade boys out there just playing. And, you know, you go, oh, okay, I don't know, is Shaq going to be okay with this? He stepped right out of his jacked-up pickup truck and made a beeline for the court. And imagine you're an 11- and 12-year-old boy, and you're just shooting around at lunch.
Shaq,
and you turn around, here comes Shaq.
What?
All 7'2", 350 of them. And their jaws hit the ground, and he was so good with them. He said, all right, bring it in. And he huddled them up and gave them some life advice. Then he picked the teams. He was funny with them. And we played a pickup game with these kids. It was Shaq on one side, me on the other. Unfortunately, I drew that defensive assignment. It didn't go well for me.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
You know, but it was a totally impromptu thing that turned out to be a great time because of him.
Willie, one of my favorite things to do is wake up on Sunday morning, get my cup of coffee in my mug, and watch Sunday Today.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I my favorite color is yellow, and I collect coffee mugs.
Ooh,
here we go, Willie.
Right place.
She's been talking about this all
right
week.
Place.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I've been talking about this. I'm telling you that I saw it and I said, oh my gosh, I have to have this coffee mug, because you talk about it all the time. And
yeah.
I went to the store online to buy a coffee mug, and it wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, right. When did you do it? Because I think they refilled the order. It's so, I don't know why. I think it's because it's a huge mug, first of all, and it's something about the yellow color. But it's the most, I don't fully get it, but it's the number one selling item at the NBC store. And it's not like, you know, we've got a nice weekend show that we're proud of, but you'd think like, I don't know, like Jimmy Fallon's t-shirt or, you know, an SNL sweatshirt or something like that.
Right.
But there's something about the mug that people are really latching onto, so we're gonna ride that wave of promotion as long as we can. And we sort of fell into it. We're like, okay, I guess this is our thing. We're the yellow mug show, so we're leaning into it, is what I'm saying.
There must be a lot of
check again if it's out. I'm gonna have to get something done about that.
I would ask him for a free one right now. Now that you have his attention,
I have a Today Show mug, but it's just a plain old Today Show mug. It's the yellow mug.
Yeah. You want the yellow one? Well, here's what. After we talk, if we can reconnect, we'll get your address and send you one. Because why should you wait for that? You've been trying. It's unfair.
I don't think it would let it register. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, let me think about getting this. I picked up my phone, I put it in, and I ordered it, and it didn't
work.
It's
the number one selling item at the NBC store.
You do a nice job promoting it, by the way.
The sales thing happened first, and then we said, oh, is this like a thing? So yeah. We just started promoting it on the air. Get the mug, you know, we're the mug show. That's fine. We'll be the mug show.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, somebody needs to be.
Whatever works.
Yeah. We need a brand. Here it is.
Willie, great to reconnect and talk to you again. And happy birthday to your father.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is a treasure. Just a good man.
Thank you. You're nice to say that. He loves Chicago. He loves Illinois. So I hope people get a chance to check out his book. It's called Lake of the Ozarks, about his summers going to the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. And it's, you know, it's just great. It's hilarious, as you'd expect from him.
Absolutely. I've made many candles at Lake of the Ozarks and done the jig several times there.
Oh, well, this book is made for you, and you're going
to
love it.
You need to read it. Willie Geist, everybody. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, guys.
It's 720 WGN.